T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
This legislation strikes down virtually every voter integrity law adopted at the state level.
Remaining silent and ignoring the lie emboldens the liar.
Right now, I'm kind of a fan of Liz Cheney.
We should be very careful to investigate where this virus came from.
I do not have any accounting of what the Chinese may have done.
The American people just lost patience with us.
They can text their zip code to 3.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Let's welcome Brian Wobbe back into the show. Former head of the Democratic Party here in the city of St. Louis. Brian, how are you?
I am fine. How are you, Mark?
I'm fine, man. Sounds like you're on the road.
I'm headed to Memphis for the World Championship of Barbecue.
Man alive.
I'm going to be hanging out with my buddy Mike Johnson from Sugar Fire and Christina Fitzgerald. We're going to win the whole hog division.
Oh, very nice. Bring some of that back if you don't mind. We'd appreciate that.
I will do that. I will do that for you.
You know, is there going to be a mask in sight down there, Brian? This has had to have just a tremendous impact on your business.
Yeah, no, it's last year was really tough on us, but we're coming back bigger and better than ever. We've got the Q and the Lou in St. Louis in October. We're producing the Kansas City Barbecue Festival in Kansas City in July with our friends the Chiefs team out there, and we got Denver going again. So we're coming, things are better, and this will be the first big event that we've had in the barbecue world in a year. So
yeah.
Hopefully things are back to normal.
All right. Well, good. Well, listen, I want to get into the issue of this H.R. 1, this bill that the Democrats call it the For the People Act, I think is what they're calling it. I want to play a soundbite here from you and get your reaction to it. Go to cut number one, please, Tricia.
Let's take a look at the bill. This legislation would let Washington Democrats dictate the terms of their own reelection races by rewriting all 50 states' election laws. Popular safeguards like voter ID would be neutered. Ludicrous practices like ballot harvesting would be mandatory coast to coast. Democrats have a narrow majority in the House and a 50-50 Senate, but they want to make themselves the Board of Elections for every county and state in America.
What do you think about that, Brian? I assume you're in favor of H.R. 1.
Look, I think we've got to. Our country's founded on everybody getting a voice and having. I think we've got to make it easier for folks to vote, not harder. And I think what H.R. 1 does is make it easier for folks to vote. We've got, you know, an opportunity every 2 years to have a federal election to elect our Congress, and we need more people voting, not less. I don't know why people are so, certainly the minority leader Senator McConnell, why are they opposed to allowing people to vote? It seems kind of counter-American.
It's not about preventing anybody from voting. I mean, you haven't actually bought into the garbage that anything they did in Georgia prevents anybody from voting, correct?
You know, I mean, there are parts of the bill in Georgia that were good, and there are parts of the bill that were bad. And I think ultimately everybody's got to come together and figure out how we best give everybody the chance to have their voices heard.
Yeah, but federalizing it can't be the answer.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, when you got states like that are restricting votes, we've had a practice of Jim Crow down south, which prohibited people just because they were black from voting. I mean, I think, you know, we've had the federal government involved and through the federal courts involved and the Justice Department involved in making sure there are fair and free elections.
Yeah,
so I think the federal government's had a role in ensuring that we have fair elections over the years. I don't know why we should have anybody change it now.
But I'll give you that point that obviously the federal government has stepped in and controlled the things that were oppressive like that in the past. But you look at Georgia, you look at what they did in Texas, you look at what they've done in Florida. There are still states like Delaware and Colorado and others that still have – those are blue states that have more onerous restrictions on voting than what they passed in Georgia and Florida and Texas. This is just a moot point. Nobody's suppressing votes.
Maybe we should federalize these elections so we can have one standard across the country. We have one standard for the Constitution. Maybe we should have one standard for elections.
Yeah, I do not support bigger federal government, and I think they need to step back and take a look at this. You don't support them getting rid of the filibuster, do you?
You know, I think the filibuster has played a role in the past that has been particularly bad, and I think it's also helpful. I think the rules are the rules, and until we collectively change the rules, those are the rules. So I would be in favor of eliminating filibuster, certainly on certain things, budgetary issues, stuff like that. But large, bigger issues, such as statehood for the admittance of other states, you know, that might be something we should leave the filibuster in place for.
I don't know. Democrats used it a lot when Trump was in office. I don't think that's the answer. Brian, have a safe trip.
All right, my friend, be safe and have a good weekend.
All right, yep, we will do it. I appreciate that. Bring us back some of those burnt tips. That would be fantastic. We would love that. Hey, let me get to a break here because I've got Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt coming up. He's going to court with Sam Page over some of these restrictions in St. Louis County. We'll find out what that's all about after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Hopefully you heard Missouri Senator Dave Schatz on the show a little earlier. We had him on in the 7 o'clock hour talking about what they've accomplished in Jefferson City and what's still pending might be legislation that would allow the legislature to step in and prevent local officials like Sam Page or the county health department from going too far with COVID restrictions. So that's still out there somewhere. We don't know if that happens before 6 p.m. Friday or not. We're hopeful. In the meantime, there are other approaches. Our Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt joining us this morning. He's now gone to court to sue St. Louis County. And Eric, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be back. And let me just say, you always have great bumper music, but that song you had coming in, which is Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike, is one of my favorite songs of all time. So thank you very much.
That's
Mark.
Great. Trisha just happened
nice
to know that. Trisha knows everything.
Too.
So that's good.
I'm like the token Gen X guest, I guess, at all the 90s.
Oh, I'm so with you.
Fantastic. I'm glad that worked out perfectly then. Hey, you know, this lawsuit, why now?
Well, look, we know a lot more now, right? We've got a Supreme Court case that came out in April about religious liberty. Vaccinations, anybody that wants to get a vaccination at this point can get one. And Sam Page and St. Louis County have refused to relinquish, you know, this outsized control over people's lives. And so just to put this in further context, a few weeks ago, we sent a letter to St. Louis County because it's clear they have the most onerous restrictions of the whole state. And also further context, there's over 100 counties in the state right now that have very low numbers that don't have any restrictions at all.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So St. Louis County has the most restrictive regime in the whole state. We sent a letter, a 10-page single-spaced letter saying, hey, give us the justification for this. Give us the justification for this. What's the science behind this? What's the science behind this? And they really didn't respond. They came out with a sort of a cosmetic. There was some movement, I think, because of the threat of litigation, but they rushed something out. It was riddled with typos and grammatical errors. And I think the idea was it was going to appease me and our office. Well, it didn't. So yesterday we filed a lawsuit challenging restrictions on three kind of large grounds. One, the religious freedom argument. Right now in St. Louis County, churches are being treated differently than other businesses. For example, you can sit next to a stranger on a bus, but you can't sit next to a neighbor that's not a family member in a church pew. That's
right.
Wrong.
Right.
Also, you know, as far as your, you know, freedom to associate, right now in St. Louis County, if you want to have, technically, if you want to have a barbecue with your neighbors, you got to get the government's permission to go do that. And if you want to, you got to fill out a form that has a 23-point checklist. That's ridiculous. And you also have all these other restrictions on businesses and outdoor mask mandates that aren't even, you know, complying with science at this point that are totally arbitrary and capricious. So for all those reasons, we brought the lawsuit yesterday. We need to reopen St. Louis County. Enough is enough.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, even I've talked to a number of legislators who've sent requests to Dr. Page and to the county health board and to the city health director, inviting them to come down and testify in Jeff City on these issues. And normally they just don't show up. They throw some letter together and email it to them, and that's their response. It's arrogance in a lot of cases.
It is, and it's not. Look, if you're the government. In this case, which is restricting people's fundamental rights. I mean, they don't even bother to attempt to justify it. And so, you know, my job as Attorney General is to protect the people of the state and advocate. And St. Louis County is the biggest county in the whole state. One out of six Missourians live in that county that I was born and raised in. It has 1 million people. And they deserve to, you know, get their freedom back. And, you know, this is more about virtue signaling at this point than it is about science for Sam Page.
So assuming you have some success with this lawsuit, would it permanently then change the way the county would have to address these issues?
Yeah, it would render the current, seventh amended safer at home order null and void.
Okay, good.
Because here's the thing. The other thing that they didn't answer, which we asked them, is what's the criteria by which you are going to open things up or, you know, further reduce these restrictions? There's no answer. I mean, these are ad hoc decisions that, again, aren't based on, as far as we can tell, aren't based on any science, any data. And when you ask them for it, as the chief legal officer of the state, they just sort of blow it off. And that's not acceptable. And they're not going to be able to do that in front of the judge. And so we're going to hold them accountable.
That's good. Yeah. You know, I mentioned coming in about the issues of what's going on in the legislature and all that stuff. I'm anxious to hear your thoughts on H.R. 1 or S.1, since you're running for Senate, and what they're trying to do by federalizing our election laws in this country, Eric.
It'd be a disaster. I mean, look. The Constitution is pretty clear. I mean, in many ways, the election integrity fights that we had last fall, it's a continuation of that. You had leftist lawyers all across the country trying to undermine election security. They used the pandemic as a guise to go do that. And now what they're trying to do is memorialize that for all time, which is simply a Democrat power grab. That's all this is. This isn't about anything other than they know they're going to lose the House in 2 years. So they want to try to create permanent majorities for Democrats. So how do you do that? Well, you don't let states have voter ID laws at all. That's wrong. They would actually, you know, pump steroids into this ballot harvesting effort where you allow non-family members to go collect absentee or mail-in ballots all across the country. I mean, this stuff is really dangerous, and it would really undermine. I mean, right now, a lot of people, you know, are questioning the integrity of our elections, and we need to fix that, right? We need to fix that, not exacerbate those problems. So H.R. 1 would be a disaster. They need to just sort of back away from it. And it's, you know, it's sad right now with the 50-50 Senate that we are relying on Joe Manchin not to, you know, to blow up the Republic here with the filibuster. So anyway, that's, again, one of the reasons why I'm running for the U.S. Senate is we need fighters up there who have been – in the pressure cooker, right? Who can withstand all the criticism and still stand strong for this republic? Because I think it's, you know, now more than ever, it's important to have reinforcements up there to save America.
Couldn't agree more with that for sure. Eric Schmidt, Attorney General, thanks so much for your time, my friend.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep, we'll talk soon. There you go. You heard it right there. Glad he's filing suit. Good stuff. Hey, quick break here. Our friend Charles Payne from the Fox Business Network, coming up next with what's going on, maybe with these gas prices and some of the other concerns with the economy. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First of all, let me just tell you, all you got to do is get out and drive down the road anywhere in Missouri, and there's help wanted in every location in the state of Missouri. Whether it's a small business or big businesses, this is not an isolated area or anything. I mean, this is just more of a common sense issue. I think we all know that where the labor market's at, and we're looking for people to go to work, and it's time they go back to work.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles, welcome into the common sense state of Missouri here this morning. You just heard our governor there. He's stopping these enhanced unemployment benefits because our restaurants can't find workers.
No, it really is amazing. It's amazingly shocking that this sort of move is not being adopted by every governor at this point. You know, we just found out yesterday that in March there were 8.1 million job openings. It went up 500,000 jobs in a single month the largest ever in this country. So again, when you go back to Friday and you look at that print of 266,000 jobs created, Wall Street officially was looking for 1 million. I knew people who were looking for, smart people looking for 2 million. And, you know, it's just anyone who pushes back against the notion that people are just saying, okay, I can make X amount of money. My state pays 500. The federal government's giving me an extra 300 bucks. That's $800. You know, that competes even with a $1,000 a week job when you start taking into commuting, sure, childcare, parking, and just the hassle of getting up and having to take a shower. So, you know, it's beyond common sense. It's not. And here's the thing. By the administration still refusing to accept this, I feel like they've declared war on small businesses. You know, already they're talking about tax policies that are going to hurt small businesses. Already they're talking about more regulations that are going to hurt small businesses. And now they're saying, hey, we're going to compete against small businesses and for those workers. You know, the local pizza shop cannot compete with the money we're giving them. And so they've gone to war with small businesses. And consequently, you should see that how small business outlook has plummeted. We went from an all-time high immediately after the election in 2016, and we're heading back toward the lowest level we've seen small business outlooks for a long time.
Wow, that's frightening. You know, I've been watching this oil situation, and I know you've been covering it on your show, Making Money. What are oil prices doing here? Is this going to force up the price for all of us, even if we're not in one of the areas affected by this pipeline?
Yeah, I mean, it will obviously force everything out. You know, you got hoarding going on now. You've got kind of natural reactions that happen when something is scarce and you have certain states that have gone into an emergency. We'll get word today from Colonial if they're going to turn that pipeline back on or not. If they do, then maybe this will be a scare. But I hope we pay attention to the scare, because this is not just an oil story, right? This is about these large corporations who are just so vulnerable to some shady James Bond type, you know, villainous organization called the Dark Side, operating with impunity, perhaps one of the former Russian satellites. And, you know, if they can take down these pipelines, if they can start making inroads into the Department of Justice, we got to figure that out. I mean, it's like, this is the future of warfare is going to be online.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I've always been told that a lot of our infrastructure, particularly the power grids, are vulnerable to things like this. This is the first real attack like this I can remember in the last couple of years. And then the weird thing is, they didn't mean to create chaos. They just wanted to get paid.
Right. Well, that's what they say, you know, that's what Dark Side is saying. And they and, you know, listen, they're so organized, they've got a help desk. So
that's funny.
When was the last time you heard of a shakedown operation with the help desk? You know, maybe the Yakuza, I'm not sure, but it's one of these things where, obviously, if they're operating in a territory where Russia has influence, and or even in Russia itself, you know, the players, the Russias, the China, certainly North Korea and Iran, they're watching all of this because, you know, they want to be able to have the ability perhaps to take something down for more nefarious reasons, not just economic. Just the fact that they were able to get in there, though, and expose vulnerabilities is what, you know, we have to be worried about.
Yeah.
This ransomware thing is out of control. And the thing is, a lot of these companies pay it off, and we never hear about it. You know, even in the annual reports, they find a way to hide it under some sort of nebulous cost that doesn't, you know, surface up. You know, you got to do some real investigative search to find these companies that pay out this ransomware. But from what I understand, most of them pay it out as like this hush money and keep it moving.
It's just unbelievable. And you know, terrorists everywhere are now calling the help desk for help on how they can do the same thing.
Exactly. And they negotiate. Yeah. I mean, yeah, listen, they're like, they're for hire.
Hey, I have to ask this, Charles, because you're so good at explaining these things to people who aren't involved in the market and day trading and all this stuff. What in the world is Dogecoin? Am I pronouncing it correctly? And what does Elon Musk have to do with it?
You're pronouncing it like someone from Missouri.
Is it Doggy Coin? What is it? Dogecoin? I don't know.
Doge. Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Dogecoin. It does have a doggy logo, but you know, it started out as a joke. It became something a lot more. It's people use it as an investment. It's not a currency yet per se. I mean, there are a few places like the Dallas Mavericks. You can buy stuff from them, but I think what it really, the bigger picture is this does point to Bitcoin, Ethereum, and some of the other large cryptocurrencies. Really, there's a changing of the guard. I'm telling you, the dollar keeps drifting lower and lower, and these cryptocurrencies keep drifting higher and higher. And, you know, a few moments ago, we got the CPI report, which is the report on inflation, which came in crazy. I mean, it was like way, way above Wall Street consensus. And the thing that moved the best immediately after was Ethereum. So it's like people get nervous, and what do they put their money in? A cryptocurrency. I mean, that's an amazing thing. And, you know, I know a lot of the old school folks keep dismissing it. But I don't know how you can anymore. The value of the crypto, all the cryptos out there, and now more than all the value of all the dollars, U.S. you know, currency out there. So it's real. Now, there's 1,000 of them. You know, people come up with new ones every day, including Dogecoin, that I'm not sure I can vouch for those. But I know people are having a lot of fun.
Yep. Sure. It's sure. People who at least know how to pronounce it are having a lot of fun. That's for sure. Charles, what's coming up on Making Money today? What are you planning?
Oh, I got a big show today. I've got Senator Rick Scott. We're going to, of course, talk about what's happening with Liz Cheney. He wants to talk about the debt. I've got Ambassador Danny Danone, Israel's 17th ambassador to the UN.
Oh, wow.
What's happening over there? Because this is a situation with Hamas, which obviously is being directed by Iran. I just feel like they're pressing the administration, by using Hamas to send a message. And of course, we got to talk about this market. Technology stocks getting hammered. Stocks that were up huge coming down big. I want people to be cool about all of this, because some of the more volatile names, some of the upstarts, I think if you have them in your portfolio for the next 5, 10, 20 years, you're going to do extraordinarily well. But day to day, it's been a rough ride.
Understood. We'll be watching today 1 to 2 p.m. Central on the Fox Business Network. Charles, thanks as always.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. We'll talk soon. Love getting him on here. And that comments in Dogecoin. Now I know. I've been calling it Dogecoin. Like dodgeball.
I'm actually really glad you asked.
Thank you. Somebody had to ask. I don't care. I want to know how to pronounce things.
That's now you good. Got it.
Now I'm going to sound smart. That's going to be great. 314-241-9797.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Lynn Cheney's daughter is out. It's official. They've done it. The Republicans have kicked Liz Cheney out of her leadership position in the House. And MSNBC is horrified. Can I just tell you that? The folks at MSNBC are horrified that they've kicked her out.
What a horrible woman she is.
I'm telling you, that's going to fit more and more people these days. Anyway, I haven't seen who's in. The rumor had it that it would be Elise Stefaniak, I think was the word, the name that I saw for that. I don't know if they've taken that vote or not, but word has leaked out that indeed Liz Cheney has been voted out. Elise Stefaniak is her name. It was in line to replace her. Now, here's the weird thing about that. Stefaniak's rating by the conservative union who looks at the votes was half of Cheney's in terms of her conservative votes. So I don't know if it's good or bad. The difference is Stefaniak was more of a Trump supporter. So she's more in that camp. She was more than likely
winning
to support making America great again, not getting in wars in the Middle East. By supporting Iran instead and the Palestinians instead of our ally Israel, which is kind of where, unfortunately, the Biden administration has dropped the ball again. It's frightening what's going on over there. It really is. And I thought that, I don't know if you listen to Fox very much, you probably heard retired General Jack Keane. I thought he was spot on yesterday with his analysis of what's going on in Israel. Go to 22, please.
The Biden administration came in. I think they made a terrible mistake. They moved immediately towards the Palestinians. They began to return that $300 million donor gift that we give them annually. The Palestinians looked at that, okay, we're back to the Obama-Biden administration again. Did we give them any conditions and giving them that money and said, we're going to hold some of this in abeyance based on your behavior and based on your willingness to move and make some concessions with the Israelis? No. No conditions that we're aware of. So I think that was an incentive. And it doesn't take much in this very social media world where there are apps available, young people can gather in a very short period of time, and it turns and sparks this kind of violence, which could literally get out of hand.
Yeah, and here it's going to get out of hand, and here's what you need to know. The head of Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, still has a Twitter account. Donald Trump does not. That is the truth of big tech censorship right there. The guy that's vowed for the destruction of Israel has a Twitter account. How insane is that? He's tweeting out about how awful it is what Israel's doing to them right now, even though they lobbed the first missiles. And then they hide among women and children in high-rise buildings and dare the Israelis to strike back. It's outrageous what they get away with over there. And we've got Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar defending them in the United States Congress. I'm sure Kilmeade's going to have the latest on what's going on over there, so be sure and stay tuned for that. Hey, by the way, download the podcast. Great interviews today with Nicole Neely, Parents Defending Education, Senator Dave Schatz defending his push for a gas tax in Missouri, which passed yesterday. And then, of course, we had the Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt on here in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots of good content for you to listen to later today if you missed it earlier. Good stuff. All right, Annie Fry in noon to 3, and of course, Reardon is here 3 to 6. Have a great day. We'll see you back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.